While Harry Potter is based in fantasy, a new movie tells the story of a legendary figure in Thailand. The Legend of Suriyothai is being released in the United States under the auspices of Francis Ford Coppola. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says that, like the story it tells, the movie is an event.
It's hard to talk about The Legend of Suriyothai without sounding like a carnival pitchman or the voice of an old-fashioned movie trailer. A cast of thousands, years in the making, directed by a prince, financed by a queen, more concubines than a harem, more elephants than Barnum and Bailey, dancing girls, dynasties in danger, weddings and beheadings and battles.
Ying!
Suriyothai is a sprawling historical epic that covers 20 years in the life of a celebrated 16th century Thai queen who made sacrifice after sacrifice for the good of her country. She really did. Suriyothai was directed by Prince Chatri Chalerm Yukol. It took more than 6 years to complete, and the film itself is not in a hurry either. It runs 2 hours and 22 minutes, cut down from an original 3 hours and 10 minutes by Francis Ford Coppola. Despite its genteel pace, Suriyothai has plot complications that are almost Shakespearean in their mixture of betrayals, vendettas, and underhanded palace intrigues. It's also got vast battle scenes, complete with fighting monks and injured warriors who cauterize wounds with red-hot pokers. When we first meet Suriyothai, she's a young princess who seems more like a valley girl than a member of the royal family. Oh, rules, 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 she sniffs to an attendant. I'm sick to death of rules. But she matures into a wise and self-sacrificing royal who has to deal with all kinds of crises. You might guess that Suriyothai is not the place to go looking for deep emotional performances, and you'd be right. The acting is on the formal side, suitable for the pageant this movie is. But don't let that stand in your way. They won't be making another film like this anytime soon.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.